Welcome into In Focus. Nick McNamara here in studio with Aaron Tynan from Pottawatomie County Research and Extension. And you're here to talk a little bit about the fair coming up next week. Remind me the dates of that.
So our pre-fair actually is this Friday, which is July 26th. But then our official fair starts July 31st and it goes to August 4th.
And it is fair season in the area with the Riley County Fair starting today. And then next week, the Pottawatomie County Fair starting. And tell me a little bit, is this sort of one of the biggest parts of the season for you all?
Oh, definitely. Lots of preparation goes into this across the year and specifically in the summer. We've been getting fair entries in and getting all those input into the system. And kids are getting their 4-H projects ready as they've been doing throughout the whole year. But I've really honed in on some of the things they need to get done here in a short week. So,
and in studio with us, we have a couple of our 4-H ambassadors. And introduce yourselves on air and tell me a little first how long you've been involved in 4-H.
So I'm Erica Wordy, and I'm 18, and I think this is my 7th year in 4-H.
Hi, yeah, my name's Skyler Forgy. I'm 17, and this is my 10th year in 4-H.
And what sort of first got you all involved in 4-H? Was it parental maybe enrollment, or was it something you just were interested in as you saw around the county and saw the activities with 4-H?
So my dad was in 4-H when he was a kid, so I actually got to be in the same 4-H club as my dad was.
Yeah, my mom was also involved in 4-H when she was younger, and then having older siblings involved, it was just kind of another thing we did as a family.
And my mom was a 4-H'er in Agoura, California, back when she was younger, but she never got us involved in it, so I didn't get to take part in it, and I'm kind of an outsider to the whole organization. But tell me a little bit about what you do specifically within the within 4-H and what you're going to be doing for the fair.
So this year I'm entering in Miss Pottawatomie since I'm not taking livestock, and I'm doing foods and photography, and those are the projects that I enjoy.
So you'll be cooking then?
Yep, I need to get some practice in.
And do you have any ideas what maybe you're going to be cooking first?
This cheese loaf, that sounded pretty good, so I'm going to try that out.
Do you have much experience with cheese loaves, or is this something you're going to be trying out for the first time?
I have pretty good luck baking bread, so that's what one of the projects I wanted to do.
And for photography, how long have you been involved in photography?
I've done it for 7 years. I did it the first year I entered 4-H.
Okay. What type of camera do you use?
It's a Canon. I'm not sure what kind.
There's a lot of numbers involved with that, so I don't blame you for not remembering. I can't remember the first camera I ever used either. It's just sort of one of those things you kind of pick up and point and shoot sometimes. And how about you? What are you doing with 4-H, sir?
This year I will be doing foods. I'm done some other projects in the year with beef and livestock, and this year I'll just be assisting other people with their beef project.
Okay. And do you have any idea maybe some of the projects you'll be involved in yet, or is that something you'll find out when you get maybe at the pre-fair time?
Yeah, mainly just foods. Like this year I'll be taking some banana bread and some lemon bars like I've done in the past. And I'll just be involved in that and then helping with our ambassador activities throughout the fair.
And what's your favorite part of the fair? Is it the activities itself, or is it some other festivity within the fair?
My favorite part is seeing everyone's projects that they've brought and how much time they've put into them, and I like the rodeo.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with her. I love seeing all the projects the kids have worked on throughout the year, seeing all that hard work put in, and then seeing some people you just don't always see throughout the year and getting to interact with them and people just from across your county.
And are there any projects, aside from this year, in the past that maybe stand out to you as some of the best you've seen or maybe some of the best that you've ever done?
Probably the photography, because we're not professional photographers, but as you look at the pictures, some people, you can see they're really talented at it.
For mine, it would probably be woodworking. I've been involved in that in the past, and just seeing some of the larger and more elaborate projects, it's really amazing, like at a young age, that they're able to create these beautiful pieces of work.
And are there any pieces of work that you've made in the past that maybe you've still held on to? What are sort of the things you like to do with woodworking?
Let's see. I have a keychain, or like a key holder thing I made when I was younger, and then one of the things we have in our living room is actually an ottoman I built a couple years ago.
Oh, man. How long did that take you?
That took a couple months. Me and my dad both kind of took part in it. My grandpa helped. But, yeah, it was kind of a cool project to really see come together.
All right. And, Aaron, I guess give me a little bit of a rundown on some of the schedule of the events for the fair. You mentioned the pre-fair is coming up this Friday. But from there on, what's the itinerary? What's the schedule?
Yeah. So we have actually several days that our ambassadors are going to highlight that they've kind of prepped to talk about. And I think the first one that they're going to talk about is on Friday, what we have going on that day. Eric is going to highlight some of the things that we have happen in the first couple days of fair.
So on Friday, July 26th, it's all the pre-fair, like visual arts and the clothing construction, and the fashion review is at 6 p.m. at Onega High School. And then on Wednesday, July 31st, that's the official first day at the fairgrounds in Onega, and it starts out with food judging at 1, and then they have the food sale at 2. And then moving on to Thursday, we have the weigh-in for the animals and the horticulture and the dairy goat show and the sheep show. And then later in the night, we have the flying rodeo and Miss Potawatomi, and then the softball is at 6.
And is this your first time being involved in Miss Potawatomi?
Yes, this is the first time because the sheep show starts at 5, so that's when they interview all the applicants and before the pageant.
And is there any training or practice that goes into that? What goes into the preparation for Miss Potawatomi?
So we've had a total of 4 practices, and it's been every Sunday for 4 weeks, and it's about an hour and a half practice. So
are you feeling ready?
Interesting. Yeah, I think I'm ready for it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Good luck. I hope you do well. And you mentioned there's a food sale as well. So the things you guys create, is that for sale after the fact then?
Yeah, so we actually do a food sale after all of our foods are judged. Well, during the duration of food judging, people can come and purchase the foods and then that the kids make. And then those profits go to community care ministries in Waumego.
So it all goes towards a good cause,
yep.
then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And are there any other dates or maybe some confections that are of note here? I know a big thing at fairs is always the types of food available. what are some other things to keep an eye out for at the Potawatomi County Fair?
We have a food stand, which actually the clubs manage, and they are the ones that, like, it's all prepared, and then that's who serves it. I think the food's very good. And then across the way, you have a Lions stand. Concession stand as well, so there's definitely food come out and eat, various food vendors. And then on Friday, August 2nd, we actually kick things off at 8 a.m. with the rabbit show, and throughout the day we'll have various things judged. And then at 5 o'clock, one of our biggest events is our beef show, and then at 7, bingo, and then 8 o'clock, both will have our rodeo start and a softball tournament. And then from 9 to 11, we'll have a kickball, so if you want to send the kids over there, have a little bit of fun that night, you can do that. And on Saturday, August 3rd, at 8 a.m., we'll have our swine show, and then sand volleyball at 9 a.m., and horseshoe at 10. And then we'll actually have our 4-H ambassador games, which we'll host our team from 11 to noon. And then at 1 p.m., you'll have your buck calf show. And then our youth livestock sale at 5 p.m., so all people with market animals that elect to will send their animals through this sale. And then Sunday, August 4th, our conclusion of our fair. We'll have a livestock judging contest at 9:30. Our big parade at 12:15, where various clubs from the county and different organizations through it will put parade entries, and we'll have them all judged. And then our round-robin showmanship at 2 p.m., where all the winners from the various species of livestock will come together and compete against one another. And then some other things going on. We'll have a balloon artist there, actually, throughout the fair. Free inflatables. A chainsaw artist will be there creating some pretty marvelous pieces of work. And then we'll have Professor Farquhar and Polecat Annie providing entertainment Friday and Saturday afternoon and evening.
Now, you mentioned some chainsaw art. I imagine that's sort of a woodworking thing. Have you ever thought about maybe getting involved in that, or is that something a little more dangerous that you don't want to touch?
It would definitely be cool to get involved in, but I don't think I have the skill level to do the things he does.
I don't think I'd want to try it out either, to be honest. Not really my forte there. And you mentioned the 4-H Ambassador games. What sort of games will you all be playing at that?
So we're doing Minute to Win It games, just having like 6 stations and having the kids compete and just having an event that gets their energy out and makes them understand the 4-H Ambassadors.
And is there something, maybe one overarching lesson you all learned from being so involved in the Pottawatomie County Fair?
I think it's almost, networking isn't the right term, but just the ability to go out and meet new people and build relationships. I think that's really the basis of the fair, is you can get out of your comfort zone, meet new people, do new things, and just kind of expand on your knowledge of 4-H.
All right. Is there anything else you want to highlight on the Pottawatomie County Fair? Are there any other events or points of interest that we should know before we head on out for the program?
Yeah, so they mentioned quite a bit of what we have going on. Just the Friday and Saturday nights, the rodeo is always very popular. On Saturday, we do have quite a bit of stuff for families from 1 to 5. There's free swimming at the Onega Pool. There's a kids' pedal tractor pull at 2:30. Our FCE is sponsoring a pie contest, so anybody that would like to bake a pie, that's going to happen at 3. We have root beer floats that the Main Star Company of Onega is doing. We have a turtle race at 3:30. So there's lots of different family activities happening that day. And again, good food. We'll have some food trucks out there, as well as our 4-H food stand that Skylar mentioned. That'll start at 11:30 on Wednesday, and it'll be staffed until Sunday at 5. There's lots of good, you know, pies, ice cream, that kind of good stuff at our food stand. And just there's something for everybody. So we invite everybody to come on out and kind of see what our youth have been doing throughout the year in 4-H and bring their families and enjoy some fun activities.
It sounds like a week full of activity, that's
yes.
For sure. And for those unfamiliar, remind us where it is, and if they want, if people want to learn more information, where they can go maybe online or
yes.
call to find out more.
So our fair will be in Onega. It's at our fairgrounds, which is kind of on the north edge, very north edge of town in Onega. It's across the street from the hospital there. And you'll see a big sign when you come into Onega where the fairgrounds are as you head north. And like we said, there's just lots of activities going on. If you're interested in getting a fair book to see, again, anybody can enter into open class. So if you want to enter in something for yourself, we do have open class entries in lots of different project areas. But if you're interested in finding a fair book, they are available at all the local banks in Pottawatomie County. Or there's a schedule and a fair book online on our website at pottawatomie.ksu.edu.
Well, guys, thanks for coming out. I appreciate it. And it starts Friday. That's the pre-fair, and it kicks off going forward from there.
Yes.
Thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you.